Joyce, you can change the window display. Put one of the new twin sets on the mannequin and a poodle skirt.
Yes, Miss Travers.
Get Marianne to help you.
All right, I'm coming. Blast these new mannequins. How are you meant to get the cardi on if his arm won't bend? Come on, Joyce. You're standing there like a dummy. Dummy? Why do you keep looking out the window? Get the top over. If Miss Travers sees him stretching the wool, I'll be for it. I should have gone to work in a glove factory like my friends did. I used to work on the island setting out deck chairs and cleaning up donkey droppings. Wouldn't swap Dan Evans to be doing that in all weathers.
Well, I do like doing the window display.
No one else gets a look in. It's all very well until some dirty old so-and-so stops to stare up your skirt.
I hope you're not trying to look up my skirt.
Yes, you, looking in through the window. Now go on, chew!
Marianne, you're so audacious.
Did you hear about Maypole's dairy and shops?
Last night, thieves blew up the safe in the back room. Coppers arrived and nicked them.
Gosh, were the policemen all right?
I think so.
Joyce, come and serve this lady. She'd like to be shown the undergarment drawers.
Get your drawers from the drawers.
Oh, Marianne, could you serve her?
But Miss Travers asked for you.
It's just, you see, my boyfriend passes the same time every day on his beat. Oh, he sends me. He's a policeman. I make sure I'm tidying the window display so we can smile at each other. He'll think there's something wrong if I'm not here. Will you let him know I'm serving? He's got black hair and he looks like Elvis.
He'll be coming from King's Square.
Oh, you are a dark horse.
She never told me about her little rendezvous. Miss Travers would not be impressed. But I won't tell. If you won't.